From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Tom is off today. Let's start with our NFL action. The Packers played the Steelers right down to the final play. Matt Flynn's pass to Andrew Corliss tipped in the end zone off his hands, incomplete. The Steelers were 38-31 winners. Now, the Packers could have been eliminated from postseason possibilities, but the Bears looked horrible in their loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles were 54-11 winners, so that sets up a division title game next Sunday. By the way, note the change in start time. Packers and Bears had been set for a 12 noon kickoff. It's been moved to a 3:25 start. Next Sunday, you'll have Packers game day coverage starting at 1, post-game coverage running until 9 here on WSAU. The Packers also suffered some injuries yesterday. Linebacker Clay Matthews re-injured that broken thumb. He left in the first half and did not return. Running back Eddie Lacy didn't play at all during the fourth quarter. He twisted his right ankle, which has been giving him problems in practice. He finished the day with 84 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Packers may have more to say on the status of those two players coming up later today. And Aaron Rodgers, still questionable about whether he will get the start. By the way, the Detroit Lions, who led the division just 2 weeks ago, eliminated from playoff possibilities. The Giants beat Detroit in overtime, 23-20 on a late field goal. The Bucks are in action today in the NBA. They play at Charlotte after getting a win Saturday over the 76ers. That's a look at sports on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.